two.
Peace.
Two.
Hello, welcome to episode 104 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
Got a great show for you guys this week.
It is awesome. I've already heard it.
I found that hard to believe.
Trust me.
Well, now, Tim, you and I have been playing New Super Mario Bros. Wii quite extensively. And I recently published a review, so my thoughts have become quite clear. But I thought we should probably talk a little more in depth about it.
Yeah, well, I did read your review, and people are like, oh, you're kind of nitpicking there, right? How do you give it a 9? And
right.
We always kind of get that with your reviews. People are
I know,
like,
yeah. I don't want to bore people. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
I'll read movie reviews, right? And like 3/4 of it are the plot.
Yeah.
And then there's like a paragraph of like, and the acting was pretty good, by the way. I'm like, what? Why'd I read this? Like, give me a little more some of the juicy details here. And I think it's been already pretty widely received that New Super Mario Bros. Wii is a great game. I mean, it's a lot of fun. People really like it. I'm given the same thing, lots of high praise, but I'd like to focus a little more on some of the specific things that I think are kind of faults with the game, or little things I think they could tweak to make it a lot better that I think weren't necessarily done as like, well, with this technology they couldn't pull it off, but more like they chose not to do these things. They've made conscious decisions on some of these choices that I find quite strange, and I think it's off kilter with the amazing quality of the rest of the game.
At the same time, you know, if this classic formula gets too tweaked, people are going to complain about that. Like, Mario
right.
shouldn't have a gun. What's up with that,
right.
you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a plunger gun, but it's still a gun nonetheless.
That's true. I mean, it is a ton of fun, and I can't complain about that. They still have that core gameplay that no one else seems to be able to really emulate. And
that's not a flat-out easy formula to pull off. It's not something that just naturally happens with a Mario game. Like, it's a very, very meticulously thought out. It's very difficult to do that, and I think they did it just brilliantly here. But I think it's almost like they spent so much time really trying to nail that brilliance of that formula that they never quite had the courage to step out a little farther beyond that.
We do start to think that way, like, gosh, this is such a simple game, and,
yeah.
you know, it certainly is not that simple. But one funny thing, you know, I back up all the games that I buy, and I play them off my hard drive just so I don't waste my disk drive on the Wii. And, like, some games, when I copy them, they take a long time because they're fairly large games. So it's like, come back in a half an hour, and it'll be copied over. It was like 2.5 minutes, and
really?
It was like 100 megabytes or something ridiculous like that. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this could have been a downloadable title, you know what I mean? Like, easily. But,
right.
And that's the thing, is we're like, gosh, what a simple game. But really, no. I mean, they do spend their time, you know, tweaking the formula and just making the gameplay just right. But, you know, one thing I would agree with in your review is making it a 4-player game. It is a compromise that doesn't work quite perfectly for 4 people or quite perfectly for a single player. So
right, there's never any challenges that ask for 4 people to work together.
True.
It's very
yep.
much just kind of like everyone's kind of on their own trying to last. And sure, a platform might be small. I'll pick up my friend and use them for a while to help get across a chasm or something. But nothing's ever specifically designed for even 2 players, you know? And so I found myself cheating sometimes. Like, it seemed like working with my brother during the game was kind of cheap in some ways, because it's like, well, there's that star coin down there. Now, I realize I can't get to it unless I have a propeller suit. I don't have that right now. There's 2 of us, so hey, how about I suicide and get the coin, and then you finish the level, you know?
Mm-hmm,
and, it,
mm-hmm.
and like, I guess that's kind of cool, but it's kind of lame too. Like, is that really the extent of like co-op Mario Bros? You know, like,
yeah, they certainly could have designed levels differently based on how many people were playing. Or you know, I'm thinking about how there's already 2 level editors for the game.
And the fact that it was hacked the day it came out. They had a level editor made for this game the day it came out. Unbelievable. Oh my goodness.
And again, this is part of the thing is, yeah, it is a simple game, but you know, 99% of the levels that are going to be made for this game are going to be just kind of dumb.
Terrible.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
People
absolutely
are just going to throw stuff around and not put the thought into it that Nintendo did.
Exactly. And that's what's kind of strange to me. I have a real love-hate relationship with the way they handle the simplicity of the level sometimes. Like, certain enemies will only ever be in a certain level.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, hey, these platforms that you can control to move left and right, well, that's only in one time. It's just this level only. And I'm like, that's kind of cool because then I have that memory of like, oh, it's this level. This is the one with all the platforms, you know, and it's kind of fun. But then at the same time, it's like, you could do so much more with this mechanic later on. I mean, you could make a crazy... Honestly, I think the final castle that you go to is really pathetic. I mean, it's so... It's like just generic castle level almost. Like, there's nothing real special about it. And it's like, really? Of all the assets that you have in this entire game, all I have to do is just drop down some platforms to a goal? Like, what is this? Like, this is not... Like, what happened to the final castle Super Mario World? Where there's like eight different doors that take you to different kinds of places. And there's like the lights out area at the end. And it's like, come on. And like the checkpoint's right before the boss.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck? Like, I mean, I know they're trying to make the game playable for everyone, but... You don't need to have every level clearable by every person. That's part of the challenge of it.
Yeah, throw in a world there that nobody knows about that's really going to give you quite a challenge.
I played Super Mario World again and New Super Mario Bros. DS just so I could compare it. Because I didn't want to have that nostalgia, oh, well, I remember Mario World's much longer levels or whatever. I'm like, wow, these are pretty short, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I believe the second level of the special world is, like... It's just crazy. You have to use a pee balloon to float across the whole thing. And you have to, like, keep popping out more pee balloons and keep floating. And I personally think that's the hardest Mario level ever created. So between that and some of these extra goals that you'd have to get, where you'd have to, like, dive bomb underneath the goal to make it to the finish, I'm like, this stuff is crazy hard. And, like, even today, when I try it today, it takes me, like, 5 or 6 times before I can even beat it. Like, that's knowing what I need to be doing and having the experience of having beat it before multiple times. But, like, it still takes me a while. Like, we need more stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. I was sad to hear that Yoshi is only in, like, a handful of levels. And I did notice that, yeah, you know, once you beat a level with Yoshi, he waves by. And I'm like, wait, what? I want to take him with me, you know? You don't have that
now,
option.
Now, what's the danger of that exactly?
I mean, I really can't see it.
Maybe keep Yoshi in just those 5 to 6 levels that you have him right now, but let me take him somewhere.
Sure.
And if I want to use him again, I can go back and go grab him. I mean,
people love Yoshi. I mean, that's why
we... He is so much... I can't tell you the joy I get from playing as Yoshi in that game.
Oh,
it's insane.
I love being able to eat Luigi and stuff like that, you know?
Right. It's
great.
For the multiplayer stuff, it's hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, if you ground pound on someone with a Yoshi, you'll steal their Yoshi from them. So, like, everyone's like, trying to ground pound each other's Yoshis to knock them off, the person in the front would just start hauling as fast as they can to the right. So the person's like trying to get Yoshi and they're just getting like squashed by every item coming at them, like against the wall. Like, it's just so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I know I was asked by a reader, hey, you know, what new things were you looking for? And I kind of went out on a limb and I was talking about 4-player with like Waluigi and Wario, perhaps, or like, you know, riding Birdo and shooting eggs and some other things too. Like, hey, maybe play as a Koopa Trooper going through the castle for a little while or something and jumping on Toads instead. Take a reversal role for a stage as part of the story or something.
I don't know what I'd really add besides some sort of like achievement type of system. I don't like that there's two Toads. I liked your suggestion of having a Toadette.
Yeah, what? Come on.
Why not?
How long does it take?
Two different colored Toads, for crap's sake.
Make one Toadette. I mean, how long did it take me to think of this idea? A couple weeks, but I wasn't sitting amongst Nintendo designing this game, you know? Like
it's always going to bug me that there's two Toads.
Like,
it will always
bother
me. Think
about it. You'd have a female character with a group of four of them, right? And
right.
You'd have the same Toad, but a different one, and she'd have a different icon at least. Like, come on. How hard is this?
Would have been great. Would have been, yeah, I don't know why they didn't.
And why can't I play as whoever I want 1-player mode?
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I still like Super Mario Brothers 2 in that each player had a kind of a different strength.
Well, see,
I wouldn't mind seeing, like, you know, Luigi be able to jump higher and Peach being able to float and stuff like that.
And I
think
that's a great idea if the multiplayer was designed for co-op work.
Right.
Because then
you'd
have to use each other's abilities to get through obstacles.
Even if they designed levels for 2-player co-op, I'd rather have that than, oh, you can play up to 4 people, but there's nothing different about the game.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, it looks like we have a Skype caller. Tim on the line. Not the Tim we know, but Tim,
online,
welcome
yeah.
to We Start Live.
Ah, thank you very much. I'm actually, my screen name in the comments section is the Ninja Mouse.
The Ninja Mouse 2, it looks like.
How? I love when I try to type in names like this, and it's like, that one's already taken, really?
How
like,
dare
the Ninja
they?
Mouse, like, who else would have that?
I guess they were more ninja-y than you, because they snuck in there ahead of time.
Well, Tim, where are you calling from?
Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I'm at grad school out here.
Oh, very cool. So you're over the age of 18.
That is correct.
Oh, I feel so good to hear that. I really do. Well, not for creepy reasons, but for the reason that we don't have just 12-year-olds reading the comic.
Yeah,
just so you guys know that there are people out there who are over 12 who listen to you. And we really appreciate the thought and care you guys put into your site. It's really intelligent and not just cynical and cussing all over the place. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, we try to be a little different.
So, do you have a question for us?
How much time do you guys spend? How many hours do you spend each week playing video games?
I don't play consoles as often as I used to because that takes a little more commitment. I guess I'm also more selective because it's like, okay, I only have so much time to play games, so I'm not going to waste my time with raving rabbids or something stupid like that. I think I play every day, maybe an hour a day.
It's definitely a lot different for me now. I'll give you a great example. In college, I would have my homework all done. I'd be all set. It'd be like Saturday morning, I'd start playing Paper Mario Thousand Year Door at 8 a.m. or something. and I would play until 9 at night. I just wouldn't move. I just wouldn't get up. And I was just having
Freak.
So much fun. I have nothing else to do. I mean, what could hurt? And then my roommate Jory would come back at 8 p.m. He'd walk in. True story. Walks in. He's like, Ray, have you moved at all since I left this morning? And I was like, wait, you left? And now I basically play video games about couple hours every Saturday night, which is just Smash Brothers with some friends. Doing a video game webcomic and not having a stream of games that we're playing to help find comedy out of is kind of difficult for us.
Yeah, I've also found it's pretty hard once you get into real life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoy the Final Fantasy series, but I could sit down at a game like that for 4 hours and just go by easy.
Right. And the whole time you're just trying to dodge the lightning, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or trying to figure out where the heck you're supposed to be going. And
I can't play RPGs anymore at all. Because if I start one, a month goes by and I go to play it again. And I'm like, who am I? And
right.
What am I doing? What's my name? What do these spells do?
And especially in Final Fantasy when the characters often don't know who they are either.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Who am I? Where am I? What am I?
And you're I had the same experience playing Shadow the Hedgehog, by the way.
Exactly.
Maria.
I keep up. I probably spend more time just kind of keeping up on the world of video games, news-wise, than I do playing games, unfortunately. But
I feel the same way, especially through your website. I mean, I feel like I know a lot more about video games than I actually play them.
Yeah.
So we're not only role models, but we're also the distributor of news.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
seriously.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show, Tim. Much appreciated.
Thanks a lot, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
Well, do you want to get into some comic talk?
Sure.
This week's comic was Mega Thanks.
Yeah, mega thanks to those readers that didn't get the joke.
You were pretty disappointed, weren't you?
I love this comic. I thought it was awesome. I thought you did a great job of blending the sprites with new assets you had to make. And of course, part of the problem for some people were they're not American, and therefore the whole Thanksgiving and Black Friday thing is kind of beyond them. I don't know. I mean, unless they don't have shopping in their countries, I would think that you'd still be able to understand the joke to some extent.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you'd still be able to understand the next day he sold them all on.
Right.
And maybe it wasn't clear to some people because the idea was Dr. Light is kind of lying to them about loving them so much and then getting rid of them the next day to make a ton of money. He's just keeping them happy for a little while. But for some people, it's it doesn't make any sense because just yesterday he was really happy to have them. What's going on?
Right.
And it was actually, I was having difficulty with their kind of off states in the next panel. Thought about maybe, dropping their saturations. They weren't quite as lively and it started to become this weird, they don't have eyes and it's kind of odd. And it's are these duplicates being sold or what's going on? It was kind of a delicate balance and no one complained about that.
I thought you did a great job.
Thanks. Now, this joke completely stemmed from, we wanted to do a Thanksgiving comic, but everything right. I thought of for like, oh, Thanksgiving comic, what would be in it? A whole bunch of characters around a Thanksgiving table. Like, screw that. I'm not drawing that. It's ridiculous. And so we kind of figured, oh, wouldn't it be funny if, like, Dr. Wily and all of the robot masters ever all together for Thanksgiving dinner. It's this huge, you know, it's like the whole family's there, like this gigantic group of robots. I'm like, oh, I could use sprites for that. That'd be great. And then, right. But we were still having troubles with what else to do to make it funny. And maybe that's just funny on its own. I don't know. But
I'm happy with it. And of course, I'm always slightly disappointed when there's not universal praise, but, you know, that's how it goes.
For every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to CK Cheeseboy, who in regards to the last podcast was talking about, I had a feeling that when I saw that Love Plus story on Go Nintendo that it had Black Doom written all over it. So creepy. I mean, comparably, the Pikachu Raichu thing is pretty weird too, but at least they're both still people under the costumes. But marrying Data? That's just messed up. To which Fluffy Panda replied, you just don't know what love is. Nice work, guys. That was great.
Oh boy, yeah. Jeez, I can't get over that.
I can see it as like a publicity stunt style thing, but how do you live after that? You know, like the game doesn't. I mean, the game doesn't really give you anything after that, right? I mean, can you really?
Well, the only plus I can see
the only
is
love
you can,
plus.
Yeah, the only love plus I can see is that you can turn her off if you get sick of her. So I don't think you can do that in real life.
Like, are you seeing someone else? There's someone on the other screen, isn't there? Sorry.
Okay. My comment goes to Tal Duris, who said, oh, ho, ho, how devious. Truly, this Dr. Wily really is an evil genius. Note the lack of a crowd anywhere near him. Yeah. No doubt he destroyed everyone else that's been in line. Also, note the fact that it seems to be late morning. This means he's been destroying people that dared to line up since before 6 a.m., people that are too daft to notice or care about the crazy man with a giant doomsday mecha not pictured, heedlessly heading on toward the shiny bright lights of savings, and thus to their doom. And on top of that, his face currently looks eerily similar to those dudes from Mischief Makers, ignoring the mustache. But all this pales in comparison to his most diabolical scheme, saving 50% by buying the entire stock of robots on Black Friday. Truly, this is Ebenezer Scrooge incarnate.
The fact that there aren't other people there is a total oversight on my part. There probably should have been people around in line or something. But then GX the Kid was joking like, oh, you should have Cut Man in the front with someone like, hey, no cutting.
Yeah. Okay,
could you imagine if that was our next? If that was the comic, like Cutman cutting in the same line, basically. The outrage.
We'd be murdered or something.
The outrage. Let's do a little bit of Ricky Ricky remix. With a segment I mentioned, a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it and where you can grab it. This week it's a fun little remix of Pilot Wings called Fly, and was remixed by Palpable. Let's take a listen to a quick sample. If you'd like to find this for yourself, just head back to the page you got this episode of 2P Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show.
Before we move on to despair and dread, we have one more happy thing to announce, I think.
Yeah, we have 4 new t-shirts available in our 2P Start shop. Head to 2PStart.com, take a look. The webcomic-specific ones are not available yet, but all the video game-related ones are there. And I think they turned out pretty well.
I'm pretty happy with them.
And we included a little bit of a price drop.
We did drop the price $1.
A whole dollar. But
a whole dollar.
You can also use this special promo code to take an additional
15% off.
Yes.
if you use the promo code ANTIGRINCH.
Is there a dash in the middle of that?
Just one word, ANTIGRINCH.
Excellent.
And if you've never bought from Split Reason before, I believe you can fill out a little survey, and they give you an extra $2 off. So really, I mean, you're getting this thing practically free at this point, you know.
I can't tell you how excited I am to wear the Dancing with the Stars shirt.
I bet. It's so great.
I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to the Q-Word shirt.
Sweet.
Personally.
Excellent. I'm not at all, so I'm glad you can.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Yes. Well, we'll see what the best-selling one is. Last round, it was... the Troopa shirt.
The Troopa shirt definitely beat out the other two continuously, but I will say this is how I roll. Put up a good fight.
I was surprised. It sold fairly well. It did.
Well, what do you say we help people rise from their graves? Many Two-Piece Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by continually reading our comics, but never daring to leave a single comment.
Idiots.
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. I believe we only have one Grave Riser this week.
Maybe he's the last one.
Maybe he's the... And it goes to HSB333, who said, "Hey guys, I guess it's time I rise.
Rise.
I've been listening to the show off and on for the past few months, and I've got several of my own coworkers listening on the night shift. I religiously view your comics, starting with number 65, I think the Define Addiction one, but my favorite was the Super Paper Mario comic titled You Can't Judge a Book. That comic, as well as some points made during this podcast, really form the basis of my largest gripe with Nintendo. The Paper Mario series and the Mario and Luigi series were built on the back of Super Mario RPG, one of the best games ever. It just seems like all the games in the following series were missing the excitement and the gloom, the highs and the lows, that were in Super Mario RPG. Could Square just have done that much better of a job? Maybe. It seems like Nintendo only does enough to sell a game, and they don't pander to their fans at all. I feel like I deserve a bit of pandering. The same goes for New Super Mario Bros. Wii, all the characters in the Mario universe, and we only get to play as two Toads, and Mario Galaxy. Where is Yoshi? They just need to listen a bit more to fans, is all." I agree mostly with that. Thankfully, we will be getting Yoshi in the new Mario Galaxy 2. So.
In five levels, right?
In five. Oh, gosh.
And you can't bring him with you.
Also, I'd like to thank PokeFun Jake recently was complaining that we weren't showing that he had Grave Rise, but he's a brand new reader, so it doesn't really count. But we do appreciate all of our readers and all of our commenters, especially first-time ones. You don't have to sit around and lurk in your grave just to give a comment, you know?
Yeah.
Come on. Well, it's that time, Tim.
I know.
It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created for 9-year-olds, Black Doom.
Well, I have something related to 9-year-olds. So Black Friday was the other day.
Wait, what is that? Because I didn't get the comic.
Oh, it's this day when Black Doom lurks
Black
behind
Friday.
His own shadow. I don't know.
It's the day when people buy Shadow the Hedgehog for dirt cheap.
Yes.
Because they would never own it otherwise.
Because they can't resist the sale, even though they know it's an awful game. But it's so cheap. It's true, though.
My 3-year-old son will love this.
Well, yeah, so I checked out the Black Friday ads this year, and... one really caught my attention and had me shaking my head for quite a while. CVS Pharmacy. Go ahead and take a look at this image. This was the front page of their Black Friday ad.
What, the Zone 4D? What is
this? This is the Zone 40. That's right. Obviously, this is a Wii knockoff.
Right.
You know, I get that there's going to be Wii knockoffs, like in China and third world countries around the world, you know?
Right.
But, okay, this is the United States of America. You're a pharmacy, by the way. I go there to buy, you know, painkillers when I see ads like
this.
Some would
consider video games a painkiller. Some use that for medical help.
And they're selling a Wii knockoff at a pharmacy. Okay. It has two wireless controllers, mm-hmm. 40 built-in games.
Ooh.
That's why it's called the Zone 40. Mm. It's interactive plug-and-play. I don't even know what that means. I guess plug-and-play means it plugs in the front of the TV. Of course, it's interactive because it's a game. It's on sale for $30 with your CVS card.
Interesting. I always love the bullet points on stuff like that, you know?
Right. They'll make even negatives a plus, you know.
Right.
So this, you know, without the card, it's $40, but it's on sale for $30 if you have the card. And it comes with a free AC adapter.
Oh,
so
there's a bullet
I'm
point
not
for
sure
you.
How you'd play this without an AC adapter, which is an extra $4, $5 value.
Well, it's plug and play.
Right,
it's like a puzzle game. Like, you get the console, and you're like, wait, how do I make this work?
How does it work? But it does come with, it does say in red there in the middle, $79.99 value.
Ooh.
I'm not sure how they calculate the value.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Each game is worth $2, I guess. But I love how the kid is using his hand to, like, serve the ball. And there's no control in his hand. It's just, like, showing.
He's holding up his hand in the agony of defeat. Like, no.
Why did my parents not get me a Wii?
He's like, I'm moving my hand, but nothing's working. I don't get it.
I cannot imagine. Okay, assuming they sold even one of these things, right?
Right.
What kid is going to open this on Christmas and actually be happy? It's like, it's a Wii. Oh, crap. It's
Frick,
a Zone 40.
Mom,
dang it, Mom.
It's like the movies that come out. That's like the mock movies of movies that are hits right now. You know, it's like the
Transmorphers. And Transmorphers 2.
What was it called? Rise of the...
No, Transmorphers Fall of Man. So instead of Revenge of the Fallen... It's Fall of Man, yeah.
I fell down and I can't get back up. This is the third one, by the way.
Oh, boy. But,
Now, here's the thing. The remote that's, like, hiding behind his head there, I like that. It's like he's... Maybe that remote is, like, anti-gravity. It moves around. He's trying to catch it with his other hand.
But here's the kicker. If you scroll down, you'll see the Extreme Fit with 80 built-in games for $50.
I love the X, like, the extreme. Like,
but the font is, like, Wii, you know, sterile font.
Yeah, yeah, oh, totally.
But it's extreme.
Oh,
you know?
You mean they're trying to rip off somebody? I don't understand.
No,
I'm surprised they even went with Zone 40, to be quite honest. I'm surprised it's not, like, Wii 40 or something, or, like...
Maybe it's supposed to be, like, Crush 40,
or
you know?
40.
But, Extreme Fit, that
Crush 40, I believe, is releasing a music pack on Rock Band soon or something, by the way.
Oh,
of
nice.
Of their best hits. So if you ever wanted to sing, like a laser beam, my eyes on you, I mean, you can jump right on that. I mean, jeez.
Or Sonic could be playing the guitar. That would be cool. So anyhow, boo for CVS trying to hawk crappy knockoff electronic devices at a drugstore.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, boy. Couple things. I have actually a couple. One's kind of petty, but my Black Doom Award's going to go to Activision's Tony Hawk Ride.
I heard that game pretty much flat out sucked.
And I'm not even going to rail on it for how bad it sucks, because I haven't played it personally, so I'm not going to pass judgment. Although, you know, when it gets 5 out of 10, it's pretty much across the board.
Or worse.
You know, there's some things there.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. It comes with a motion sensing skateboard that you can put on the ground, and you you stand on it and you tilt it around and you lift it up on its edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if you bend over and grab the front of it, you know, it's like doing a grab in the game, which I think is pretty awkward, to be honest. Why not just skateboard? I mean, really? But here's the thing, the game was just released and Activision had never told what the price was going to be for the game.
Hmm.
And like, retailers would list it for, like, about $120, and there was some confusion over what the price would be. And, for example, IGN would ask Activision, how much is this game? Is it $120? And, like, well, we're not going to confirm any of those prices. They're just rumors at this time. And they didn't know what it was... no one knew what it cost until the day it actually came out.
Oh, my gosh.
And IGN actually went to, like, some kind of GameStop or something and purchased it, because they didn't even give them a review copy. So they purchased the game themselves for $120. Like, all right, that's the price, and now we can review the game.
Well, it reminds me of when occasionally a movie that people are kind of anticipating is coming out, and they won't let the reviewers put the review out until the day it comes out. Like,
right.
No one is allowed to say anything about it, and that's really fishy, because it's like, well, if you had a good movie, you'd want to build up the movie beforehand,
right. Yes.
and leak, you know, like, oh, this is gonna be great.
Yeah, it's really fishy is the problem. Now, the other Black Doom Award I wanted to give was to... I mean, this is really petty, but... This thing with reviewers, when they review games, And they'll usually have, like, here's a review of X game, you know, and then the tagline underneath it will always be like this. I hate it so much. Does it fall flat on its face, or is it the greatest game ever made?
Right, right.
Find out in our review, right?
Yeah, yeah.
like the little teaser thing. Is that not the laziest thing you can do? Like, Hasbro Family Game Night, board games or board games?
I know,
like,
I know.
Really?
They always
really?
Find a little stupid, clever, like, newspaper-like title to give it, like...
Like, it's not even just to be clever with it. It's always got to be, like, the... Is it the worst thing in the world
yeah,
or the best
right.
thing in the world? You know, like, really? Can't you just give me a brief overview that gets me excited? Like, this falls flat on its face. Find out why.
Yeah,
you know?
I'd be much more interested to know what you think and, like, ooh, now I got to find out why they think that. Instead of...
Right.
Tony Hawk the Ride. Is it going to surf the wave or ride to hell? It's like, no, I don't even want to read that. I'm sorry.
If I see one more of those reviews, I'm just going to punch a wall. And there will be a baby on the other side of the wall that'll kill and on accident, but...
You're not coming over.
Just don't have walls.
Until you deal with those anger issues. Dagnabbit. Gall darn.
Finally, we like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been unintentionally ignored over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. Readers get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so please enjoy Tal'Duris' selection of Dodge Bomb from Bomberman Generation. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for brand new podcasts, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Got a prank call. I'm not sure what that was.
Oh boy,
I wasn't recording it, unfortunately. You speak English? Do you? That's the question. Anyway, well, Tim's terrible at that. Let me tell you, it's like every time I'm like, okay, Tim, like pretend you're saying, because we might talk about it earlier in the week, you know?
Right.
And generally we don't talk about anything earlier in the week, but every once in a while we do. And then when we do the show, it's like pretend like you're talking about it for the first time, just for this
and
one.
I'm like,
you know?
Oh, Ray, how about this thought? It's like, no, it's, Tim,
that's
no.
not an exaggeration, by the yeah. way. That's basically about what he does.
I just can't fake it. What can I say? You know? No, yeah, we're very happy, if you haven't noticed yet.
Do like
website.
A by the way before we move on.
Before we move on, by the way.
Come, make it real. You gotta...
Make it real.
I love up.
I love I didn't finish it. Did not finish that sentence.
Wow.
Phew, caught myself.
Close one.